The second half of the evening is based on one of several Greek myths dealing with the family problems of King Minos of Crete. And the king has plenty, since early on he fell into a pattern of solving his immediate problems by creating worse ones. The part we're interested in begins when Minos's brothers try to take away his throne by force. The king turns to the god Poseidon, hoping to get a divine ally for the coming battle. Poseidon agrees and sends along a snow-white bull, the deal being that the bull will be sent back to Poseidon as a sacrifice. Only Minos likes the bull, so he keeps it. Having used Poseidon to deal with the brothers, Minos now has a furious sea god on his beach. Since Minos's kingdom is an island, this is a problem. Poseidon gets even by having the Cretan bull seduce Minos's wife. Don't ask. This results in her giving birth to a monster, the Minotaur. By the time the Minotaur is born, the Cretan bull is long gone, so Minos sticks the monster in a specially constructed maze. To deal with the monster's special dietary needs, it eats virgins, Minos goes to war with nearby Athens, defeats them, and makes regular captives the price of peace. No one except Minos is happy with this solution, and when Theseus of Athens comes to Crete as a sacrifice, the young man persuades Minos' own daughter, Ariadne, to help him slay the Minotaur. Theseus sails away with Ariadne and promptly abandons her on the island of Naxos, which is where we find her when the opera opens. Ariadne has been deserted, but not on a deserted island. Three nymphs, Naiad, Dryad, and Echo, are keeping an eye on her and listening to the heroine moan about her faithless lover. For such a short opera, it's surprising that Ariadne has three major female roles. The comedienne Zerbinetta, the composer who only appears in the prologue, and Ariadne who appears briefly in the prologue but gets her best music in the second half. Hofmannsthal couched the opera as an 18th century opera seria, but Ariadne is a part for a type of soprano that barely existed before the 19th century, the dramatic soprano, who would become such a cornerstone of the Wagnerian repertoire. The comic characters think Ariadne needs some cheering up, so Arlecchino interjects a lilting comic song. It may not work for Ariadne, but you can hear the nymph Echo, who is part of the opera seria cast, echoing Arlecchino's melody.
Hassen, hoffen, sagen, alle Lust und alle Qual, alles kann mein Herz erzählen. vertragen, einmal um das andere Mal.
Even Arlecchino is moved by Ariadne's ecstatic longing for death. Comedians improvise a song and dance for Ariadne, but Zerbinetta sees that their antics are not working and sends them away. At first, she takes a sympathetic tone. Men are indeed faithless. Warming to the subject, Zerbinetta asks if women are any better. I thought I loved Pagliaccio and Mezzatino and Cavicchio and Burattino. The list goes on and on.
Dann war's Cavicchio, dann Burattino, dann das Quartiere, und zuweilen will es mir scheinen, waren es zwei. Doch niemals
Zerbinetta's extended monologue always melts the hearts of the audience, but not Ariadne's heart. The jilted heroine retreats to her cave, while Zerbinetta's troop of lovers literally dance around her. The serious opera now reasserts itself with the three nymphs heralding the arrival of the god Bacchus. Bacchus, or Dionysus as the Greeks called him, is the god of wine and revelry. He may seem like an odd consort for the sober Ariadne, but in Greek myth, he is the one who finds her on Naxos and sweeps her off her feet. Bacchus would not be the first divinity in the Minos family. Ariadne's grandfather on her mother's side is Helios, god of the sun. Her father, King Minos, is the son of Zeus and the Phoenician mortal Europa, for whom Europe is named. The gods do seem to spend a good deal of time on Crete.
Eines Gottes Nymphe.
who has just had a narrow escape from the witch Circe, arrives on Naxos in a funk. Ariadne thinks Bacchus is the angel of death come to take her. When she greets him ecstatically, the god mistakes her for some beautiful goddess of the island. "I am a god," he admits, "but the stars will fall from their places before you will die at my hands."
Bin ich ein Gott? Schuf mich ein Gott, starr meine Mutter.
Zerbinetta interrupts the lovers to point out that people are always the same. When a new god comes to woo, we are all helpless. The opera ends with Ariadne and Bacchus declaring their newfound love, so the patron can get on with the fireworks.
Oh,
Thank you.